So good morning. You guys have made it through a whole week of vacation Bible school. It's like been a great week, a lot of intense activities and fun and dancing. Even I got to dance a little bit. It was kind of crazy. But a lot of neat things and a lot of lessons learned about who we are as Christians, as Catholics, what we believe about Jesus Christ, how he speaks to us. And we focus a lot on these sacraments. How many sacraments are there? Anybody know how many sacraments there are? Seven, two for one. Yay! Seven sacraments. Seven signs. That's what the word basically means. Divine, sacred signs. They tell us something, they symbolize something, but they also do something. And our Lord, when, if you think about it, when Jesus would do a miracle, he did some amazing miracles, but he always referred to them as signs. So that when the miracle happened, when the blind man walked, or the blind man could see and the lame man walked, Jesus would say that he wanted them to see this sign and believe in things they couldn't see, namely that his kingdom was already here, though hard to see. But believe in it because of the signs I've given you. So we continue in the same way of working, the same pedagogy of Jesus. We use signs that he gave us. Baptism, Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist, confession. What's another one? What's another sign? Sacrament. What's another sacrament? Baptism, confession. Yes. Anointing of the? Yes. And matrimony? And one more? Holy orders. Andrew, you're going to say that, weren't you? Yes. Holy orders. So these sacraments. Now, I don't want to go into theology, only the reminder that the signs, the visible signs, it's kind of like Transformers, telling us that there's always more than meets the eye. The signs are telling us that as you see these visible things, invisible stuff is going on. So I'll leave the theology aside, and I usually talk about Moana. Today we're going to talk about Finding Dory. Who saw Finding Dory? Raise your hand if you've seen Finding Dory. If you have not seen Finding Dory, homework assignment, you can watch Finding Dory. Okay? I just love how, what's Dory's problem? Why does she struggles with what?
Her family.
Well, she's lost her family, but what's the bigger problem? She'll never find them because she can't, Abby? She can't remember anything. She's got, I have short-term memory loss. Hi, I'm Dory, and I have short-term memory loss. And the whole movie, like, she's struggling to remember what she was doing 2 seconds ago. And she starts something and she can't finish. She starts looking for her parents, and she can't finish. Because she keeps forgetting. One of the things that happened because of sin, because of the terrible things that we ourselves have done, we have forgotten God. We've forgotten where we come from, who we are, who our Father in heaven is. They say that with sin, the mind and the intellect is darkened and you can't find truth so easily. It's harder for us because of sin. But Jesus wanted, he knew our situation and he wanted to help us. And what I love, what was something that in the movie Finding Dory, what did Dory like? There was something she always liked. She likes these things. What are they?
Boats.
Not boats. Shells! She likes shells. Every time she sees the shells, oh, I like shells. It's the only thing she can remember. That's like, for some reason, she remembers, I like shells. And the most beautiful scene of the movie is that it's like this climactic moment. She's let herself go through the drainage, and she's in the almost in the open sea. She's leaving the kelp, the little plants, the seaweed. She's leaving that, and she's about to go to the open ocean where, you know, if she goes that way, she'll be totally lost, like lost. And something moves her to turn back to the seaweed. And she starts moving, she's like, I don't see anything. Oh, a shell. I like shells. So she goes to one shell. And she sees, from that shell, she sees another shell. And she sees another shell. And she just goes shell to shell to shell. Like little signs left for her to find her way where? Home. And that's the most beautiful scene in the movie, is that the panoramic, that the camera zooms out, and her parents have spent their lifetime putting little lines of shells from the home all over the sea world so that she would eventually find her way home. And Jesus, God, knowing that it's hard for us to see him, touch him, taste him, and understand him, has nevertheless left us signs, sacraments, all over the world. Can you only go to Holy Communion in Luling, Louisiana? No. You can go in China, in Italy, in Asia, in South America, and you have the sign there for you. The Mass is there for you. Baptism, where can you be baptized? All over the world. You go to confession, all over the world. receive anointing of the sick. These moments where the kingdom of heaven is actually touchable through the signs. And those signs are always there for us. There's a beautiful line in the liturgy of the Eucharist. We don't read it today, I don't think, but we often say, so that from the rising of the sun in the east to its setting in the west, in other words, throughout the entire world, a perfect offering, the sign will be present to you. Wherever you go, Jesus left his signs out for us to gradually find our way home. First, through the signs themselves, because we can't see the reality, the kingdom. But then when we get to heaven, we won't need the signs anymore, because we will have the kingdom itself visible and entirely present to us. So that's what we've been trying to understand in the last 5 days, is like all these different signs that our Father in heaven has left us on our journey home. We struggle, and we can't always remember. That's why Jesus said when he gave us the Eucharist at the Last Supper, he said, do this, what? Do this in memory of me. When you do this, remember me. And remember who you are. And remember what I've done for you. And remember your way home. So that's why we come to Mass often. We receive Holy Communion when we're ready for it, often, because we need that nourishment. We need to touch the shell, the sign, and just be brought closer and closer to a touch of heaven, even here on earth. Does that make sense? No, Father, you lost us as seashells. Okay, well, we'll try again next tomorrow. But we do pray for a greater appreciation for the signs that God has given us, the sacraments that are in our midst. Sometimes we hear people say, well, I don't get much out of Mass, it's kind of boring, and Father talks too long anyway, so I'm not going to go. Well, it's sad, but that sign, that gift is given to us to touch heaven and be drawn closer to our homeland, to our Father waiting for us, to the sacrifice of his Son offered for us. That's why the cross is the backdrop, so that we can touch the blood of Christ. We can touch the salvation of the world, our salvation. Amen. St. Kateri Tech Akwitha, pray for us.